Blog Talk Radio.
It's important that I express myself because I see things that doesn't make sense around me, or I have something to say. I try to be as rational as possible and reality-based. I don't deal with delusional or crazy or evil people. You see what happened with the guy who killed 18 people in Maine. That's so horrific, but there are people who are mentally ill and violent who are dangerous to other people. I bring that up because I personally think that some people in my environment are potentially dangerous to me simply because of their actions and knowing how to deal with me as a stranger. We should know that when I deal with somebody who makes fun of me and I don't know them, then that's a sign of somebody's psychotic or delusional or crazy. Something is wrong with them mentally. Again, I strongly believe if you harass or target somebody you don't know, and for no good reason, you gotta have a mental illness. You ever go up to some stranger who lives in the neighborhood or go up to somebody who walks and just start harassing them and targeting them? That don't make sense, do it. And do it constantly? Then they must be schizophrenic, manic depression, some alcoholic, or some psychosis, or simply a dangerous person. And I consider when people like that target me, I'm like, well, they should be investigated by somebody because they simply could be a danger to me because I don't know them. I don't talk about people who I don't know. I mean, there's a gray area when you talk about celebrities. You know, celebrities are all over the place, you know, really big, like someone like Taylor Swift or somebody like that. Yeah, they talk about them all the time. But when I don't talk about somebody I don't know, and I don't talk about somebody who I haven't seen in years, somebody who I haven't seen in 30 years, 20 years, 40 years is a stranger. If you haven't seen them in a very long time and all of a sudden they show up or their name come up, they're a stranger. If I know somebody directly, you know, in person, like my family, I know them directly, or friend or acquaintance or somebody I know, and they come up to me directly, and that makes perfect sense to talk about them or talk at them or something. I'm staying in touch with reality, okay? If people disagree with me, then something is seriously wrong with them, or this, in my opinion, or something serious is wrong with their picture. Be careful what you deal with strangers. Because that's why we need to have a background check. Congress needs to pass laws banning people who have mental illness and who are criminals from having guns. And they're a danger to somebody or to a stranger. That's why, you know, when people target strangers and when they make fun of me and I don't know them, it's kind of like you know, it could be extreme that person needs help. You see why this guy went and shot, took people's dreams away to live who he don't know. He went into some club or something and shot up all these children and these people. It happened a lot. That's dangerous, isn't it? Going up to strangers and targeting them. It's a smaller version. It's still the same way when you target somebody you don't know. It's seriously wrong with that person. And I respect strangers and people who I know for all walks of life, whether I know them or not. I know how to take care of boundaries. It's going to show what happens when people don't know how to respect boundaries. Now, I told you about those incidents where these people, I ain't going to name their names, and this is the honest truth. They got some mental problem. They say they were laughing at me in the bathroom. You cannot see through a wall, okay? That's mental illness. If they are, which is not possible, but again, as I said before, being a peeping Tom has a mental illness, and you've got to be not only sick, but you're also a criminal. That's disgusting, you know, to say it or to commit something that is a crime, or, you know, they're going to get caught. That's all I have to say. That's mental illness, to say something that isn't true. When somebody come up to me and say that I play in ping pong. I don't play no ping pong. I don't have time. I mean, what am I going to do playing ping pong on a daily basis? I haven't played ping pong in a very, very long time. You know what? You know, I hope that the government puts a lot of funding to help people with mental illness. And I'm glad that CARE program to help people on the street get put in the hospital because it can lower the crime rate. And yes, living on the street, the homeless, some of them are dangerous or on drugs, I mean, and to get their lives together, but also people who live in the area. But on a personal level, you know, stay away from evil people. They're unfortunately evil or dangerous people in the society. And one thing is they don't know how to respect boundaries, one, and they don't know how to respect not only people they don't know, I mean, people who they do know, you know. It's like they don't know how to respect strangers, and they don't know how to respect people in general, whether they know them or not. But especially strangers. I mean, something is wrong mentally. You know, it probably is alcohol or drugs, or the person has a criminal record, or the person has a severe mental problem that have been treated. Alcohol and drugs can cause mental illness, has been shown through scientific proof. If you drink a lot or do cocaine or drugs, it can mess up the brain. Some people, it's okay to drink. It is okay to drink. But some people can't handle their drinking or doing illicit drugs. Maybe they take too much cocaine, even marijuana or prescription pills, and simply don't know how to, whatever, don't know how to deal with others. On a personal note, when somebody makes fun of me and makes fun of me personally, I dealt with that when I was young, you know, upstate New York, and they make fun of me. It's like they're ignorant, they're evil, those people who have mental problems, you know. That was the truth. Also, could be because they're jealous of me or something. They don't understand. Something is seriously wrong with them. People who are well and people who are good-hearted don't do things like that. So, you know, only evil, either you're evil or you're sick in the head. And when I left that, you know, I was walking down the street and they were making fun of me. I was like, that's not the type of people I want to deal with. Those people are ignorant. Something seriously wrong with them mentally. It ain't nothing wrong with me. It's them. Like, I like that song, you know, Beautiful by, what's the singer? Christina Aguilera. And it's true, because I know I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words cannot bring me down. You know, when people put down other people, something is wrong with them mentally. It's something is lacking there. People who have good self-esteem don't need to put other people down. So if you got good self-esteem and if you're a good person, you don't need to put other people down. They, you know, and, you know, they were, you know, they also were making this talk about saying things about Beyonce and that Beyonce put me down, whatever. I said, that's a celebrity. They must have a mental illness because they're making up stories, you know, outside when I heard that. If that was true, I still would feel good about myself, you know. I still would feel good because, you know, I'm on this planet to create and you know, no matter what I look like, what size I am, they make fun of my stomach, you know, how big it is. They make fun of because I look unique or because I don't follow the status quo and how I live, which some people consider that, or they call me a loser because I don't have the job that they have or what I look like. Whatever it is, I'm still good. Something is wrong with them. It really is the truth. When I was young, I didn't understand it, because I was not as aware, not as educated about these things. So I took it to heart that maybe something wrong with me. But the truth is, being as a child, you're trying to fit in. But as an adult, I know that it's not me, it's them. If they're jealous or they got some mental problem or they're lacking upstairs in some way, which is true. And, you know, jealous people make fun of other people, too. They look, but people who are evil, it's true in statistics, people who are evil and people who are dangerous tend to target people who they perceive as weak or particularly unique or some a good object. So I guess they perceive me as weak or unique, and I'm not some weak person that they can take advantage of and mess with the wrong person, especially if it's been going on for years. Got to be sick in the head. It's a crime, you know. But I also dealt with people with racism. Somebody said I was a criminal. I ain't commit no crime. They said 911 abuse. There was no police came over here. I don't have no criminal record. You know, racial profiling is wrong. Or they say delusions that I don't own my place, or delusions that I you know, other things. Something is wrong. Boundaries. Boundaries include basic common sense. You don't know how to respect someone's home or someone's boundaries inside their home, their private area. You don't know how to come to strangers. You are seriously mentally ill and a criminal, a dangerous person. It's the truth. If you don't believe me, you can ask every psychiatrist in the world and say, oh, I go up to people. I'm talking about somebody in a bathroom, even though I can't see or whatever. If it's true, it's a crime. Or I'm making fun of this person because he don't like this, because he don't hang out with his own people and they don't even know me. You know, that's kind of crazy because I don't know them. That's sign of a mental illness. Also, being a racist is not good in this society, okay? I heard somebody said they're from the South and don't like me because I don't follow status quo. They don't want my color skin or lifestyle, whatever. That's against the law, civil rights. It definitely is bigotry, especially, you know, when the United States, you can look it up online. Everybody know for a fact that these civil rights laws have been around for 160 years, 70 years, and this person is still acting like they live in 1940. There ain't going to be no segregation here, okay? You know, white or black or whatever. And this is a very open-minded area, California. We're still an open-minded area, even though I'm living right outside Los Angeles. So you don't want to be a racist in California. And you don't want to say bigotry. I mean, there's not only civil rights law, but they just passed a federal law allowing gay marriage 2022, but also gay marriage has been around since 2015. It's been legal in California since 2013. You can check it up online. Then they were saying this is a very liberal area. You can check it up online who they vote for. Look who they vote for president the last 40 years and who they're going to vote for in the next year. Look at who the representative. Look who's elected. Honest. We have to. But, you know, if you've been a victim of racial profiling like me or a racism, report it to the Civil Rights Department and the police because we don't want no racists around them. You know. But these people have mental problems. If they say they're looking at my in the bathroom, or if they say crazy things about ping pong, and I haven't been playing ping pong in years. I mean, I don't spend time playing ping pong all day. You know, I got adult responsibility. I'm trying to be adult and be somebody, you know. I'm going to be an artist. You know, I came out here to be an artist. I didn't come out here to make fun of, you know, when I came to California, a lot of people came out to California to be artists, you know. I'm not a famous person. And, you know, I'm not a famous person yet or whatever, and I consider myself an amateur. I don't like when people hear me and they think, oh, I'm famous. I'm not famous. I may never be. I struggled for so many years. So I don't like people saying that things like that. If they come over here because they think I'm famous, they need to stop. No matter if I have a little bit of fame on YouTube, which I do, it's not no excuse to try to target me or to do illegal things, transfer, whatever. It's not worth it. But when I consider when people make fun of me, something's seriously wrong with them, and I have to stay away from them forever because they're ignorant, something wrong with them mentally, they don't understand boundaries. If they make up stories about celebrities like Beyonce, or even if it was true, it's trivial to me because if something can't be true like that and something seriously wrong with them mentally, they're dangerous, all the bad. And these people who do things like that, I don't want them coming the next door, come at me with some rifle or some weapon because that's what really crazy mentally ill people could do. Now, people who have a mental diagnosis in general, most people are not violent. But I'm just saying there's a few who are, and people who are really dangerous harass strangers, target people they don't know, violate boundaries. You know, when they say they're peeping at me and then it's a delusion, something is wrong with them, they need to go to a hospital, get some medication, you know, I mean, a homeless person or whatever. But if it was true, that's a criminal act. There's no excuse for that. No, you know, whether I complain or whatever I do or on my podcast, that's no, whether I, you know, complain about something, is no excuse. I'm saying that these are allegations made by somebody with a serious mental problem, outside living on the street or can't mind their business, can't respect about me. They don't even know me and they target me. I mean, something is seriously wrong with them. I don't want them coming at me with a weapon when they should have been locked up in prison in the first place, because that's what people who go to jail do. That's what people who go in this locked facility do. You got to respect strangers and walk of life. If you don't like me because of religion or race, or that's no excuse. That's a hate crime. You can't do that in this society. Whether you're black or white, same race or not, homosexuality, sex, transsexual, or whatever is Jewish or Christian or whatever, if you're targeting me for anything like that and you're acting out on your beliefs, you are a dangerous person. You're racist. You're a bigot. What are you doing in California? California is always going to be left. They got laws. They're going to hunt you down. Nobody wants to hang out with somebody like that. Nobody wants to hang out with somebody who goes up to strangers and make fun of them. They do that in very ignorant, you know, close-minded areas. They do target people of color, people who live in certain areas, but not California. I don't see, you know, look at the statistics. Look who the California elected president. Look who's a representative. If you can't accept it and you still go around to prejudice views, you're going to get caught. You're crazy. These people should be investigated if they act like that. But that is what I attracted. I attracted somebody, a group of people who either I don't know or I haven't seen in a very long time. And either way, they're strangers. And they target me, make fun of me when I'm outside, say crazy things. I mean, homeless, some of the homeless are mentally ill, okay? I got homeless right nearby me, so right by the building. But unfortunately, they need to get help. We need to be aware of people like that. Because I'm just saying that the violent mentally ill or the seriously mentally ill can be dangerous. One thing that they know how to do is violate boundaries. Someone's home, so on. That's one indication. Another indication is they go up to strangers and make fun of them, target them, harass strangers you don't know. So that's a sign of a dangerous person or a mentally ill person. So when someone makes fun of me and I don't talk to them, make fun of my weight in general, then they're ignorant and something is wrong with them. I consider people who are really strong don't sit around and make fun of other people all day. And, you know, when people make fun of me all day, you know, and I was like, okay, I guess they're ignorant. Something's wrong with them mentally. I have to stay away from them forever. I don't want them trying to do something hideous to me, because that's wrong. I have good self-esteem, so I'm trying to be good to myself and other people. Since I know I have good self-esteem, and I know that I'm a good person, I'm not a sociopath, I'm not an evil person, and I'm not a crazy or sick, mentally ill person, I don't have time to make fun of people all day. I go up to somebody in my neighborhood or near me and make fun of them all day, because if I did, something would be wrong with me. I mean, there's, you know, in general, you know, we have fun. We have a sense of humor. We make fun of ourselves, and, you know, look at comedy on TV. And, you know, that's a different story once in a while, you know. But going around to somebody and try to hurt them intentionally, and we don't know them. We see them in a neighborhood, and we don't know them, and or target them because we see them. Man, because they see me on TV, I'm not a celebrity, but they see me. They don't know me, so they target me and target my boundaries or target me. They are dangerous. Only people who are criminals and really sick do that. So I'm trying to stay safe. So when I come around people, you know, I'm over, you know, the naysayers who do that, which I experienced, they are mentally ill. They got to be. They don't make sense. It don't make sense at all. So I look at them in a downwards, in a lower place because they simply, something wrong with them mentally. They got some serious mental problem, or it could be a dangerous person, a sociopath. We don't want no, so I don't want no sociopaths around me or some crazy mentally ill person who can't mind, you know, if you can't mind your business, that's a sign of a mental illness. Schizophrenia, manic depression, or whatever it is, probably they lack something. They don't feel good about their lives. They certainly got, it's certainly not a happy person. Something's seriously wrong with them because it's really reverse. Because you look at, so, you know, if you think about it, when someone make fun of somebody and put down people who they don't know and target them or gang stalking or something, something wrong with them mentally. And these people could definitely have criminal records. They definitely probably have some severe mental health issue. And they, or if they don't have that, they have some severe mental illness. They haven't been diagnosed. Just check. One of those, all three or one or the other play a role in why they act the way they do. So mentally healthy people don't have time to put down other people. If you feel good about yourself and you're healthy mentally and you're a good person, you don't put down other people you don't know or target people. But people who are bullies, and bullies are, have mental problems and dangerous, target people who they perceive as weak, unique, because they're ignorant and dangerous, mentally ill. And I guess they perceive me because I guess I have my own unique style, so I stand out as really honestly like, oh, I'm somebody that can tear down. I'm the perfect target for what, you know. Oh, they need somebody to make fun of. Oh, target, tear him down. I don't like him. They don't like me. Oh, I don't, they don't like me. They're evil, they're mentally ill, and they're dangerous. But it's like trying to take my dream away, you know. It's like, they say they took my song all the time. They took the forgery. They committed fraud, you know, making up stories that some of these people come up to me and online saying that they took my song, make fun of me. I don't believe it, but, you know, waiting for me to file a lawsuit. That's a sign of a dangerous person, an evil person. The song is, you know, like I really want to get to know you. That's already been copyrighted, published. They're making up stories. But they're delusional by saying things that ain't true or impossible. And that's another concern about the violent mentally ill, because they can say a lot of delusional things, crazy things. You know, and we, and you know, to stop a violent mentally ill person or someone who needs hospitalization or a threat to others, they tend to be hateful people, and they tend to be mentally ill. You know, if we can't, you know, somebody don't report it or put them in a hospital or whatever, get them treated, then we're all, then they're responsible for it too, whatever crime they may commit. Why I overcome naysayers, I'm talking about if these naysayers may be a violently mentally ill or dangerous person about to explode, and I don't want them targeting me for what they don't have. Because in the society, they need to have passed a background check. That's for federally to check the background of people, see if they have mental illness, and see if they have see if they have, you know, criminal record to prevent them from getting guns, because crazy mentally ill people and, you know, and sociopaths can get access to guns and hurt an innocent person. I'm just saying in general, because that can happen. Like what happened in Maine. And again, they don't know how to respect strangers. They target strangers who they don't know, bullies, you know, and then they don't know how to respect boundaries. I think that where I'm giving an example of somebody in Buffalo, I don't want to name their name, who was a bully when I was a child. They targeted innocent people. They just explode their temper. Now they're in federal penitentiary for the rest of their life for committing a heinous crime. I'm going to leave it there. So I make sure, the reason why I know this is because my sisters told me, and I saw it on, you know, online. And I haven't seen this person in many, many years. So I know that's an example, and an example of people who I came across. So we got to hang around with good people. Remember I used to always say, if you hang around positive people, you'll have positive situation, positive consequences. If you hang around negative people, you'll have negative situation, negative consequences. So those people are negative who put me down. Something's wrong with them mentally. They can hurt me if I was around them. So I have to ignore them and stay away, even if I push them away because I'm safer. Good people, healthy people, people who are on their way to success, or people who are positive, don't put other people down, especially strangers. They don't go up to strangers and harass them. They don't talk at strangers who they don't know, make fun of them, because that's a sign of illness. And, you know, really respect boundaries, because the truth is people who violate boundaries, like peeping in someone's home or trespassing or make fun of strangers, they're not only sick for making up stories or possibly committing a crime, but they could be a dangerous, violent felon waiting to explode and hurt tons of people, like that man in Maine. And we don't need that. We need to put these people, take these people off the street and put them in prison so we all can feel safe and be positive and hang around with decent people who know how to respect others and other people's boundaries, whether we know them or not. Good day, good night from Death Knight.